Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Franklin Graham said that the U.S. is controlled by secularists who deny that Jesus ever existed, and he said that we are living in critical times where the church must wake up and stand up. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this speech, this message that Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, gave to a crowd at the Festival of Hope. And he spoke about the fact that we are living in unprecedented times where we're facing a secular society that's denying that Jesus ever existed. And he also said in another place that the church is going to face difficult times in the future, and we need to be prepared and we need to wake up.
Yeah, you know, Billy Graham is really just an icon in the church and has helped lead millions, tens of millions of people to the Lord. And Franklin Graham, he talks about, you know, that his father didn't get is involved in some of these cultural issues. He's the now the president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and of course Samaritan's Purse, a humanitarian organization. He says that a lot of people will criticize him for getting engaged in these moral and cultural issues, but he has explained that his father never needed to address these issues because when he was growing up, America had a very Christian orientation, which is absolutely true. Now, the secularists have done a masterful job of recreating, reinventing an America in their own secularist self-image that looks nothing like the America of our founding and is actually hostile toward Christianity. Mike Huckabee, you know, recently asked the question, posited the question, why is it that Christianity is the only religion that is permissible to make fun of and mock in this day and age? Well, that certainly is the case here in the United States. And Billy Graham is sending a clarion call, rather, Franklin Graham is sending a clarion call for Christians to stand up and stand firm for truth and for our founding here in the United States.
Yeah, and Franklin Graham gave this message. He was actually at a two-day Oklahoma State Evangelism Conference in Oklahoma City. And he called on all Christians to become active in their local, state, and national politics, urging them to take back control of America's now secular society that mocks and ridicules Christians for their beliefs. And responding to some criticism that says, well, you're getting into areas that your father, Billy Graham, would not get into, he said this, well, you say, now, Franklin, your father wouldn't get into these subjects. Wait a second, he said. My father, when he was going to school, they had a Bible in school. When he was going to school, they had the Ten Commandments on the wall. When he was going to school, you could pray in school, and the teachers would lead in those prayers. He says, now today, Christians are often mocked. He says, our country has changed, and we've got to take a stand. We live in a secular society led by people that call themselves progressives. Secularists have taken control of our country, and we have to just sat back, and it's happened. And we haven't even realized it's happened. He says it's all over the country. You have the secularist and the humanist who are wanting to deny that Jesus ever existed. You know, he says that America has changed since his father was preaching to stadiums all over the world and around the country. And indeed it has. And Franklin is right on. Franklin is a voice that's being raised up for this time to really speak truth to the culture. And boy, we need more pastors, more leaders, more religious, more people with conviction and a clarity of message to speak to this generation.
Yeah, you know, Franklin Graham, Pastor Graham, reminds me of Peter later on in his ministry after the resurrection of Christ. And he says this, boy, this is an attitude that more people need to take. He says, quote, the secularists and the humanists, you mentioned the name of Christ, they jump all over you, he said. I get jumped on all the time. I really don't care.
I love that.
That's moxie, and we need more of that among the church. There's this notion that to be Christians, we have to be nicer than Jesus and walk around with our hands folded and be pious. And
listen to this stuff he says. I mean, when the Berlin Wall came down, he said, everybody said, we won, Graham recalled, and secularism came, and secularism and communism are the same thing. They're godless. They're antichrist. And then he goes on to say, America has changed and it's not coming back unless the church takes a stand. Now, I'm not talking about Baptists or Republicans or Tea Party. I have no confidence that any of these politicians or any party is going to turn this country around, he explained. He said, the only hope for this country is for men and women of God to stand up and take a stand. It's like my friend, Reverend Sam Rodriguez, who is the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, CONELA. He says it's not about the agenda of the donkey or of the elephant. It's about the agenda of the lamb. That's who our devotion is to, the Lamb of Jesus Christ, those biblical values. And we need to speak truth into the political parties, whether Republican, Democrat, Tea Party, Independents, whatever they are, and into our culture, local, state, and national. We are the salt of the earth, and Jesus says we are the light of the world. How can the light make a difference if it's put under a bushel basket? We can't just have our relationship with the Lord and hide it from the rest of the world. It transforms our mind, and it transforms our thoughts. It transforms our emotions and our outlook on life, and consequently, we need to go out and be salt and light in the culture.
That's right. And in keeping with Franklin Graham's suggestion here, you know, we need to remove these artificial lines of separation between Tea Party and Baptists, as he cites as a couple examples, you know, Methodists and so forth. He says this, quote, there is only one who can save, only one Jesus, he adds. You see, Jesus is the boat. All we have to do is call on his name. Jesus, Matt, is the only hope for the United States of America. He's the only hope for every individual that lives on this globe, on this planet. But, for a nation to obtain salvation, just like an individual to obtain salvation, we have to rely on Jesus. And Franklin Graham accurately points that out.
And, you know, our next elected president of the United States, and really at all different levels, I think needs to have a spiritual foundation, a spiritual conviction. It's too late in the game for just pure politics. We're not talking about conservative versus liberal ideas. We're talking about biblical foundation, Judeo-Christian values that resonate from your inner being, so that you don't have to wake up one day and figure, are you going to lobby this person to do something right, to come down on the right side of the issue? If they are grounded in Judeo-Christian values and they're coming from a spiritual foundation, a spiritual core center, that is what we need in our elected officials, from the president all the way down to the local level. We need a revival in America. The church needs to wake up. We are entering into a time, Matt, in which the church is on a track, and the opposite direction is another train on that same track, and it's going to collide. And this is not something we can just switch the switch and move to another track and go around it. It's coming directly at us. And we have to be prepared for that. We have to be bold and stand up. You know, it's kind of like you were a boxer. If you get in the ring with a strong opponent, you don't want to just like cower in the corner and hope you can survive. You're going to go full speed after that other individual, and the church needs to be prepared to stand up.
Yeah, at the risk of using a cliche here, they say the best defense is a good offense, and that's exactly right. I love what Graham says here, and secularism and communism are the same thing. That's what we're battling for the soul of this nation. We are battling a radical secularist agenda, which is anti-American, because America was founded a Judeo-Christian nation. So secularism and communism are the same thing. They are godless, he says. They are antichrist.
And, you know, as the church, as believers in Jesus Christ, not only must we be bold, but we must also have the joy and the compassion and the love of Jesus Christ tempered with all the other things. So we can't just be like a bull in a china closet, so to speak, but we need to be truth and light to this culture, bringing the joy and the salvation of Christ and the transformation to our culture that he has done for us individually. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand for such a time as this. You know, you can get discouraged about where we are in this country or in the world. You can get overwhelmed by the political jargon and back and forth on the local news and the evening programs and the talk show programs. But I say we are living at unprecedented times in world history. And God birthed you and I for such a time as this. And rather than cower, we are living at historic times. We serve a God with whom nothing, and I repeat, nothing is impossible. Instead of getting intimidated by the culture, be like David against Goliath. Instead of being intimidated by the Red Sea in front of you and the Egyptians from behind, call upon the Lord and you will see the salvation of our Lord in our time in your life. Visit lc.org and go to our libertycouncil.com for more information on how you can be involved in petitions and other email programs.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.